Isaiah chapter 11. And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots shall be fruitful. And the Spirit of Jehovah shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Jehovah. And his delight will be in the fear of Jehovah. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his reins, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatted beast together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the she-bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the adder, and the weaned child shall put forth his hand to the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, standing as a banner of the peoples. The nations shall seek it, and his resting place shall be glory. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to acquire the remnant of his people which shall be left, from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall lift up a banner to the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. And the envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the troublers of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim will not envy Judah, and Judah will not trouble Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulder of the Philistines toward the west. Together shall they spoil the sons of the east. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And Jehovah will utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind will he shake his hand over the river, and will smite it into seven streams, and make men go over dryshod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people which will be left, from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day when he went up out of the land of Egypt.